Hi, I'm Diana.
And I'm Sam.
You're listening to Mass Hysteria. Hi, you're listening to Mass Hysteria.
Hi, we're listening to Mass Hysteria.
Did we get it?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hang your pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on product stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Chick Capri. Funk Master Flex, love Buck Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know.
I have no idea what the fuck my password is. Are you kidding me?
Well, God. I'm recording now, so say the password out loud. Like, spell out.
Oh, I didn't realize you were recording.
Well, I just started, just in case.
Oh, okay. The password is password 123.
All right.
Capital W.
Good. We got it. We got the password.
Because it reminds me of W.
Bush, your favorite president?
That's correct, yeah. Mm.
What you got there?
This is a bubbly water.
Wow.
It's a bubbly water.
A bubbly water. Is it flavored or just water flavored?
It is bubbled water. The flavors of blueberries and pomegranates. However, no actual fruit content.
Nice.
Yeah. Natural flavor, which I'm not sure what that means.
Well, natural, like, you know, the ground, the earth.
Did you ever hear about, like, the beaver ass thing?
No, the beaver ass?
This, once again, here I go. I'm going to ruin something for you. Are you ready?
Are you going to tell me that beavers don't have asses? Is that
no,
what this is?
No, it's so much worse than that.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that beavers have asses that taste delicious, and we eat them all the time.
Okay, speak for yourself. we don't eat.
It's like raspberry or vanilla flavored, and it says natural flavors. They derive that from the anal gland of a beaver.
No, okay. All right, yeah,
I swear
totally.
To God.
Yeah, no, they definitely do that.
You're getting mad. But
I believe that. Yeah.
You get mad every time, then you Google it, and then you're madder.
I don't have to Google this one. I know that this one, no, you're just making this one up.
Ass.
Do we eat beaver ass?
Is beaver butt really used to flavor your desserts?
How big did those?
You're already looking.
Do you eat beaver butt? Food Babe TV.
Castoreum is so favorably fragrant that we've been using it to flavor ice cream, chewing gum, pudding, and brownies. Basically anything that could use a vanilla, raspberry, or strawberry substitute for at least 80 years.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
Oh no. This is awful. Wait, is it a whole cookbook about beaver butts?
They're just selling
a cookbook and they're just talking about.
Oh, you're right.
Can you just like buy beaver ass?
You can make a beaver ass flavor cake, yeah.
They just call it Castoreum, just like to fuck with you. is a yellowish exudate from the castor sac. What is it? Hold on. Castor sacs. That might not be the ass of the beaver. What is a castor?
That comes from the beaver's castor gland, which is located a short gasp away from its anal gland right there under its big tail.
So not the anal gland. All right.
I did it.
You're welcome.
Is a very interesting measurement.
That's not even a distance.
How long is a short gasp?
I don't know. I need some measurements. But I think it's different than, so it's not the same thing. Okay, so all right. First, propaganda debunked. We do not eat beaver ass.
I'm sorry. So you're saying that this gland located in their ass it doesn't count because it's technically not like their poop gland.
Well, it's not the anal gland. It seems different. There's a distinction there, I think.
All right. Described as brown slime.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's a brown slime. I'm going to send you a graphic.
Do they have to kill the beavers to get, or is this just like harvested and they just like make more of it? Taxia, a secretion of the badger's subcaudinal gland. I don't like this. I don't, is this, okay.
I'm going to send you the ass of a beaver.
Okay. Oh my God. All right. Wait, what is the best food that, oh, they just use such a cute beaver picture in the Huffington Post article.
We should talk like one of those raw meat people into eating a castor gland.
I mean, so is it cooked? Do you think they cook it? I guess they they cook it. I don't know. I don't like this. This is not. Wait, hang on. Both beaver sexes have a pair of castor sacs and a pair of anal glands. Okay, so so this is separate from the anal glands. I think we got to roll the tape back because I believe you said that it's the.
The anal gland papillae must be rubbed on the substrate in order to deposit the exudate. Scent mounding behavior consists of a straddle spray posture, but anal rubbing has not been observed in the sequence. So they spray it from their ass, but it is not technically an ass derivative. Basically, you eat beaver ass all the time.
I like the heading of this other section. It just says, is it in your mouth right now?
It's all the way in your mouth right now.
Okay, primarily used for fragrances, not foods. Too expensive and cumbersome. And gross, it says in parentheses, to process to extract. So it's not that much. A little less than 300 pounds produced every year. There we go. Debunked, sort of. Half debunked, half not.
Wow.
We did it. That's the show.
I don't think that I've been debunked, though. I think that you just sort of danced around the truth.
We'll let the audience decide.
a vanilla raspberry brown slime that is sprayed from a beaver's ass. And you put in your frappuccinos.
Yeah, you know, if you say so.
anyway.
Yeah. So
how are you? What are you up to today?
You know, I'm good. I'm feeling good now. I was feeling bad before. I'm feeling good now. Having some Gatorade.
I'm on beverage 2 already. I'm on a Monster Zero Ultra Energy.
It's been like 3 minutes. Nice.
Yeah. It's done very refreshing. Yeah. Well, I have 3 drinks.
Okay. It seems excessive. Yeah. I just got the one. And I think I have a jar of honey. Yeah, I have a jar of honey over here.
Are you sitting there drinking a jar of honey and you're judging me for having 3 drinks?
I mean, I'm not, but I could be, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's available. If I needed another drink, if we're competing, you know, amount of drinks.
I'm now making the third drink. I already had it ready to go, but actually wasn't poured, so I'm sorry for lying to you.
That's all right. So tell me about War of the Worlds. Did you I want to hear hear about it.
Let's see. So I've got a little page of notes here.
Okay.
You're going to like them.
So I know very little. I think I was supposed to research this. We've talked about it and then I didn't do that.
Okay. So far I have not very many notes. Mm-hmm. But there is one page and I will tell you about the page of notes.
I am all ears.
Oh, I'm scared.
I have complete faith in you reading.
Have you ever been on a podcast?
I have never been on a podcast. No, that's not true. I was on a podcast like 10 minutes ago. And I'm still on it.
Is it this one?
It is this one.
Okay. Welcome to my podcast.
Oh, okay. What is this podcast called?
Would you like to host it?
I'll try.
Let's start over.
Okay.
Have you ever been on a podcast?
No. I mean, yes.
Oh, when?
Just now.
Just now?
Oh, yeah.
This one?
It was this one.
Welcome to my podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for...
Would you like to host the podcast with me?
You know, it seems at this point I don't have much of a choice. We're deep into this one. So, yes, I would be glad to.
What should we call the podcast?
You know, we should call it... I don't know. I can't think of anything. I don't know. I can't.
Really
this is not. This is yeah. We're doing great. I think we're doing great.
This is gonna definitely end up in the final recording for everyone to listen to.
See, what's good is that we just get rid of all the bad stuff, and then the podcast is only like 5 minutes long, and it's a perfect 5 minutes. Someone should
do
that.
Right.
Do you think anyone is? You think anyone has thought about like short, like song length podcasts?
Yes, I do. We could do that. Just a 5 minute conversation every day, released.
I thought we'd be pioneers, but if somebody's already done it, it feels stale for me now.
Yeah, no, your ideas aren't original, and someone's already come up with them.
God damn it.
Idiot.
What's that new streaming thing? Is that supposed to be like short videos? Quiply? Quigley?
Oh, Swoop?
That doesn't sound...
Swing? Zoom?
Zoom. No,
it's Zoom.
There's like a streaming thing.
TikTok.
No. It's called like
Snapchat.
It's called like Quigley. Oh my God. Hang on. I'm gonna Squiggly streaming.
Zoom.
That's a software. No, Quiggly goes down under. That is not. What is it?
Twitch.
Quibbly? Oh my god.
You're just making up words.
I'm not making up words. This is real. I know that you know what this is. Quibi.
Oh, of course. Quibi, right?
Yes, Quibi.
My favorite app that I use all the time.
Everyone's favorite new streaming service. Quick bites, big stories. You didn't see this? You don't know about this? You've seen the tweets.
You heard about this?
Yeah.
I've not seen any Quibi tweets.
It's like you're supposed to watch it on your phone.
Tell me
it's
about the Quibi tweets.
It's like Netflix for your phone, but like only for your phone.
But I have Netflix on my phone.
Yeah, but this one, like the videos are like shaped like a phone, you know? Does that make sense? You hold it like a phone and you watch it. What everybody wants to do. They love vertical videos for dramas. Wait, you don't know about this?
No.
Oh my god. I'm gonna get you signed up for a free trial right now.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
What do you watch on it? Like, are there 5-minute podcasts or?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're podcasts. Wait, hang on. Chrissy's court. Is it? There's a Chrissy Teigen courtroom drama that's only on Quibi.
What does she possibly talk about?
I think she's the judge.
What?
I don't know. Hang on.
When is my judge show? Because that's going to happen.
You should be a judge. They should just let you be a judge.
Oh my God. Can you imagine a podcast where it's like a judge and then all these awful Twitter lawyers take turns representing?
There should be that for like, they should have to defend or prosecute someone who's getting like attacked on Twitter. That would be really
You're right.
Funny.
That's what I'm Wait, saying.
Wait, that's a
yeah.
good podcast like, idea. We should do that.
The cancel trials. Let's do that.
Wait, there's a section on this on Quibi's website called Daily Essentials. What is this? This is the Weather Channel is here. This is one of the. It's just.
What's the Quibi weather chatter in the Twitter?
Okay, wait here. Chrissy's courtroom comedy. I'm gonna watch a trailer for this. Hang on.
To an automobile.
Oh my god.
And the judgments are legally binding.
I'm fully naked under here. I think that's the hardest part about being a judge.
This is so stupid. Oh my god, we got off track. Let's get back to the central thesis of this.
Oh yes.
Podcast program. Tell me about War of the Worlds, because
we're fuck. Where worlds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. www.waroftheworlds.com.
Class War of the Worlds. War of the World. War Worlds. Like, it's a random shit.
Call of Duty.
So that's
War
the title.
The Worlds. Yeah.
It's a mess, okay?
Sure. Everything is a mess. We're in a quarantine right now, okay? Nothing is working. Everything is broken and bad. It's all a mess.
Talk to me more about that. How's quarantine going for you?
You know, it's mostly the same as it was before the quarantine. I already didn't leave the house. I already work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just keep doing that. Except now when I go grocery shopping, I have to wear a mask and, you know, equipment to go diving in the...
to go diving in the public.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking scary and freaky. And I look like I've joined a cool anarchist group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always wearing masks.
I love looking like I'm about to rob Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. But we all are. It looks like we're about to compete.
Yeah. We should. Probably. We should probably all just rob a Safeway.
It's the Wild West out here. We might as well.
If everyone did it. I mean, there's way more of all of us than
you
there
know,
are
that
Safeways.
That attitude is what we're all waiting on someone to have. We're
yeah.
just waiting for somebody to do it first.
Someone should say that.
You could be that guy. I believe in you.
I could be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy, but I could be that guy.
But you just said that if you do it, then everyone else will copy you. You agreed with me.
Is that what I did? I agree with that? I don't know. I think, listen, we're all nice law-abiding citizens here, and we're not going to rob any Safeways.
We would never start a riot.
I would say
help your neighbors. Never snitch.
Yes, I would say you should not help anybody. Right. Yeah. That's a thing I would agree with not saying, yes.
I would never say, drive the getaway car.
Sure. You shouldn't say to do that. Or do that.
I would never.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
Well, why would you? There would be no reason to say that. Unless you
That's
wanted
right.
people to do it. So,
That's
of course,
right.
neither of us would say these things.
Obviously, I wouldn't even put it out loud.
You ever seen that?
Do you want to know about War of the Worlds?
I can't even believe... That came up. I don't even know how you thought to bring that up. I was just thinking to myself, I wish I had somebody on a call with me right now Who could tell me something I didn't know about the H.G. Wells classic, War of the Worlds?
I don't like Google.
Tell me about it.
Well, I don't like it.
Hmm.
And it's too big. It's a search engine.
Yeah.
Initially, but also it's taking over the whole world.
Google is taking over the whole world?
Yeah, it owns like YouTube and probably owns like Facebook and MySpace and all the sites.
Yeah, I think Google does own MySpace, and they're just you know, using that to slowly
Yahoo.
Drain our brains.
If you try to ask Jeeves anything, it just redirects to Google.
Does it? I have
No, I made that up.
I know. I have the meme one that everybody's like, oh, you gotta use this now. DuckDuckGo. I use that sometimes.
Oh my god, it's
just shittier. It's just worse. It's just worse than Google.
It's got a cool duck on it, and I appreciate that.
I do like the ducks. Duck. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your email? Why is this not working?
Well, I can give you the password to my email if you want that to. I could do that. Just add it to the Mass Hysteria Pod Gmail. Well, I made a whole Google Drive that we can share just with this specific email address.
Okay, what's the specific email address?
Here, I'm going to send you
Mass Hysteria
Mass Hysteria Pod. Yeah, here.
At Gmail?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
And then I actually don't remember the password. I have a feeling I know what it is, but I'm not sure. I just...
I don't need to log in.
Okay.
I just need you to look at a note. There you go.
I'm just reading through this.
Lies. Propaganda. Okay. Why are you distracting me as I'm trying to...
I'm just clicking. Well, what's wrong with that? I'm just trying to click around.
I'm getting...
So, stop clicking.
I love how it's just Mass Hysteria. It's clicking all over the page.
Mm-hmm.
Don't delete my notes here, buddy.
I'm not deleting any notes.
Being a rascal. Nice! Look at you go.
That's called... Mark. Yep. Is Cosmopolitan Magazine different than Cosmo Magazine? It's gotta be different,
no.
Right? No, it's the same one?
Yes.
That's cool.
Exactly. We need to talk about all of this. We have so much shit we can talk about just in this one episode, in this one subject. That's why I wanted to do it first. Because there's like a million different things that spin off of it, including futurism, socialism. We can talk about fucking, exactly. Like a publication that originally ran War of the Worlds is now telling you how to suck on balls. That's very interesting info.
It is interesting info. Mm-hmm. How loud is my typing, by the way? Is that very loud?
It's less loud than I've heard it before.
Nice.
Sometimes it's deafening. It's a deafening roar of typing.
Tonight it has been deafening sometimes? Or like in the past it has?
No. In the past it's been deafening. Tonight it's...
Okay.
If at all,
I spent a long time yesterday trying to make my microphone like have the right gain level so that... It wouldn't deafen you.
Yeah, no, it sounds really good. Thank you to the purchaser of my microphone that I'm not using. I'm currently on my phone.
Oh. Oh, my God. Well, it sounds pretty good.
So, Webster's Dictionary defines lies.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think that's a solid start.
Hey, lasagna.
Yeah.
Have you ever been lied to?
You know, probably.
Have you ever lied to anyone?
I think I may have. It's unclear.
Do you know how many times you've been lied to today?
No.
Do you know how many lies you go around just believing everywhere you go?
Many.
Do you know how many things you think to be true are actually lies? I'm trying to sound deep and like I have this written down and I do not. I'm making that up as I go.
Yeah. No, I
got you.
You did. I was stumped.
You were like, shit, I don't have the script.
We're going off the narrative.
Anyway, Webster's Dictionary.
What if it's
so
just
I think we should call, what?
Go ahead.
No, you. No!
Oh, God.
I'm smoking weed, but do you have the coronavirus?
No, I just choked on my Gatorade.
Okay, good.
What was the question?
You're choking on Gatorade. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Webster's defines narrative. What if it's just a podcast of trying to start a podcast? You just try new first lines.
That's a
it's
really
just 2 hours.
First episode, to be it's honest.
Just, it's just 2 hours of Webster's defines legends.
We will call this is what we'll call it is like the rough draft of the first episode.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you, it's a pilot. It's a pilot episode.
Yeah, the pilot, exactly.
You were gonna ask me something before. I don't think it had anything to do with Webster's dictionary, but I could be wrong.
Let's see. So if you Google propaganda, if you type propaganda into AltaVista or Ask Jeeves or Yahoo or Bing or
DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo. Mm-hmm.
We prepared for this earlier.
Then you can, I forgot what I was saying. If you go to the...
If you
go to a search engine.
If you open the dictionary to the letter P...
Webster's Dictionary defines propaganda. Sorry, Oxford Dictionary. Oxford Dictionary defines propaganda as information, especially of a bias.
Wikipedia.
I'm really reading the definition.
Wikipedia defines propaganda.
Actually, this is interesting. If you Google propaganda, there's like a little Wikipedia blurb, and then it says propaganda artists, and they include Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah. He loved that
James
stuff.
James Montgomery Flagg.
Mm-hmm. Don't know who that is.
Yeah. Shepard Fairey, who did the Hope and Change art for Barack Obama.
That's propaganda, all right.
Joseph Goebbels.
Yep.
Gustav Klutsis. I don't know how to say words.
I don't know.
Dmitry Moore, who made like the cool Russian ones.
Mm.
Anyway, propaganda is...
It's not great.
It's not great.
Not good.
But it's information that is used to... manipulate you. It's used to make you think a certain way or lead you to a certain conclusion.
Hmm.
And so that can be used in pieces. Maybe I'll just give you part of the information and that's useful to you. And it's useful for me for you to know the part of that information, but not the whole part.
Well, where are you going to get the definition for propaganda?
Ask Jeeves.
Well, see, what if the definition has been tampered with? Oh, there, look, you got it right there. Look at that.
Check this out. I'm going to do it again. Lie. What is a lie?
Okay. So there's this guy called Jim
Carrey. You put
the
wrong definition of lie.
Oh, no. Okay.
Jim Carrey. Tell
yes.
me more.
Have you heard
philosopher?
Of him? He is a modern day Plato. That's the only philosopher I could think of. He loves philosophizing. And in fact, one time he did this documentary about lying where he couldn't lie. And I believe it was called The Liar Liar. And the moral of this movie is that don't lie. That's
that
it.
Doesn't make
that
any
was
sense.
The whole thing. And he, you know, they made it so he couldn't lie. And then that was the end of the movie. It was like 10
Why
minutes long.
You...
They said, don't lie. And he didn't. And then the end.
Whoa. So the movie is called Liar Liar. And he doesn't lie.
Yeah. It's, you know.
The title of the movie is a lie.
It was, you might even call it propaganda.
Holy fucking shit.
I know.
Crack this right open.
Webster's defines Jim Carrey.
There's not even like the normal definition of lie in here. It's all just laying down. Oh, there it is. An intentionally false statement.
I have a good book by I haven't read it.
Webster?
Yes.
The guy
who's the senator, the guy that pretended to grope the lady. Al Franken. I was gonna
Joe
say
Biden.
Al Sharpton. Yeah, Joe Biden. Didn't he wrote a book called like Lying Liars and the liars about them. Lying liars. And the liars who tell them. I found that book in the garbage one time.
Wow.
And now it's on my bookshelf somewhere.
What else do you take out of the garbage and put on your bookshelf?
I found a copy of Dianetics.
My book about me.
Yeah. No, there was like a shitload. I don't know. One time, the dumpster outside of my apartment, there was just like a box of books. And one of them I remember was the Al Franken book. I remember the copy of Dianetics. And then...
Oh, so there's somebody's toilet books.
I guess, yeah, probably. yeah, there were like a shitload of books. I don't remember any others. They're in a box in my closet
books.
Somewhere. It was nice.
I'm a big fan of books. I love to go to the bookstore and collect books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never actually read a book.
That's what's important.
Yeah. So anyway, he has a book about liars.
Ah, I see.
Oh, man.
Oh,
God.
Here we go.
Hmm.
What?
What do we got? You said here we go.
Oh, I forgot what I was doing, and I remembered I was looking for the definition of narratives, and I found it. Proud of me?
I'm very proud.
Thank you.
And if this doesn't work out, we can go work for Queeby.
That's right. Queeby Tweeties. I want to be a Queeby Sweetie and do my Tweeties.
Oh, real God.
What?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Nothing is wrong.
Okay. It looks really good so far.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My notes.
Oh, it's a bunch of question marks.
Wait,
War of the World. I like this as the title, War of the World. And it's just a whole question. Why are there all the question marks?
What?
Pace. Okay. Wait, we don't need this many.
Or do we?
Maybe we do.
That's really good.
It does. Hang on, I'm having a lot of fun right now.
Are you typing question marks?
Nope.
Wow, so you were making fun of me, and now you're having the time for it.
Do the fonts not show up for you?
No, I see them.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, what was he doing? Oh, yeah, podcast.
Hell yeah.
How you do a thing? How you do a page break?
God, control enter.
Siri, hey Siri, page break.
Don't please, oh God, control
Alexa,
enter.
Alexa, page
control
break.
Enter. Control enter.
Cool.
Do you have an Alexa in your house?
No, oh my God.
Oh, I thought you just said.
It was a joke.
Oh.
I would absolutely not keep Alexa in my house. I would not want.
I have.
Bezos listening and he's already trying to.
I have the Google Alexa somewhere.
There's a camera pointed at me right now.
Yeah, I've got a camera on me. Even the light is on because I'm recording in OBS, so it could be watching me.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to put this on your OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
How's your...
I'm going to start claiming that I have a PhD until anyone stops.
So that would be what is called a lie. If we look here, we have a definition, an intentionally false statement. Now, because you are aware of the falsity of this statement, you would be telling a lie. Now, why is this an acceptable lie?
I want to publicize a particular political cause or point of view.
Mm.
I want to make people think I'm smart.
That's fair.
Because I smoke a lot of weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a doctor, though. Did you know that?
I did know that you are a doctor. Oh, you're gone. It's only me. Okay. Did you disconnect? Or was that... Did I just...
I think you did.
I did? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I was just sitting here not moving.
Damn, I was sitting here not moving too.
What the fuck?
That's okay. Weird.
Well, it's fine.
Yep. Oh, my connection like keeps going red. I see it now.
You trying to blame me?
Or no, I think... No. This is the connection to you, so it could be still your end.
Like, oh, my
internet
my God.
Is fine. Because you're
so
on a phone.
You're so good at this. You're so good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hardwired in. Mm-hmm. I'm plugged right into the matrix right now. Okay, you're on a telephone.
Yep. My voice is bouncing up to space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Dr. Fucking Who.
How's your Animal Crossing island going?
Oh my God, I love it so much. It's paradise.
Nice. I did.
Covered in gnomes.
Oh yeah?
There's a lot of religious turmoil right now. Like a lot of...
What is the governing religion of your little island? This is not me. She cut out again. I will not be blamed for this. Unbelievable.
Where did it cut me out?
I think I asked you what was the governing religion of your island, and then
oh okay, yeah. So governing religion is Orbism.
Orbism,
the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the ancient order of the orb, but the cult of the flea is kind of like getting a little too popular because all of the gnomes worship flea. So that's getting like...
Did you purposely give all of your villagers fleas?
They have fleas on their own.
Oh my God.
And so the gnomes worship the fleas.
Hmm. Good for them. I spent so fucking long moving all of the houses. It took... Oh my God.
See, mine are like almost... I think I moved one. And everything else is where I left it. And I've just sort of... Just like the real world kind of like adapted the island as we grow. You know?
Yeah, see, I should have taken an approach like that. Instead, I, like, raised the earth and like,
yeah, no, I've seen it.
Oh god,
I'm jealous because mine is very basic by comparison, but I love it and I want to move there.
Yeah, you know, I just, I love the spending, you know, 10 hours to do something that is completely inconsequential.
I know, like, I want to spend 10 hours, I want to redo my roads, plant some flowers,
yeah,
make the flowers fuck.
That is, there's a large part of this game that's just making the flowers fuck each other.
It's true. People don't even realize it.
Pokemon is like, someone should do an expose on how Pokemon is just like eugenics.
The three games.
Eugenics and incest, the game. The three games. Sims, Animal Crossing, Pokemon.
That's correct.
No, but like, you literally, you breed two parents in Pokemon. They have a child. And then you want to get the right totally things. Right. And then you take the child and you breed it with the parents. And then you make like a million different babies and you throw out all the bad ones. You just like straight up murder them or whatever you
this
do
with them.
This
is eugenics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that would be...
Do you want to talk about the things that we're supposed to talk about?
Everything that we talk about are the things we're supposed to talk about.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If we don't make it, someone needs to make a lawyer... Twitter pod. Okay, not a lawyer Twitter. There's enough of those. There are plenty of lawyer Twitter podcasts.
Stop with that statement. You're right.
Someone needs to make...
Only the lawyers of Twitter had a podcast.
It is fucked up. Like, you would think...
Who suggested that?
You would think. There's all these lawyers on Twitter.
That they make a podcast? That they podcast.
I don't think they would do it.
I don't think so.
I don't think any lawyer on Twitter would...
But I think it would make them feel good if we told them we wanted to... Listen.
Sure. None of them would debase themselves enough to make a podcast. These are upstanding.
Absolutely not.
Upstanding members of society.
Absolutely not. No.
You should have to be like a normal person trying to defend it and just failing.
You need a lawyer with you to help you argue though, and that's like the funniest part.
Well, no. It should just be somebody else is your lawyer.
Maybe they passionately agree with you, but no matter what, you're going to sit there and argue about whatever.
Yeah, I like it. This is good. We've attempted to start one podcast and we're already trying to do a different podcast. I think that's sort of the natural flow of things.
All of my favorite people have podcasts, so it's just how it is. We're just that kind of asshole.
Yeah.
Whatever. You're welcome for the information and the entertainment.
All I can think about is how good that podcast, that's like all the things I love. Stupid Twitter drama that's completely meaningless and totally irrelevant to the world and arguing with people. I love these two things.
Our teaser can just be us talking about a good podcast, but this isn't.
An unrelated, totally separate podcast from this.
An unrelated podcast, yeah, that we are not doing, but that we have dibs on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're good. Geniuses, right. And we're going to be rich.
Nailed it. Completely original idea. Nobody has done this before.
What we're going to do is harness the power of our lawyer friends and their ability to generate income for us.
Yeah.
And then we will do nothing and use them to have income.
I love this idea.
I don't know if anybody...
This takes another thing,
before.
Another thing that I love doing. Nothing.
It's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone thought of doing that before?
In
history, just doing nothing while other people work and make money for you.
It's a new concept.
That's a good idea.
I came up with it right now.
I would love to do that.
What would you call it, such a system?
Dianetics.
Holy shit. Love it.
Yeah.
I love this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom fits the act with Mix on her back. And she loved to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the store. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we Thursday.
Hysteria_pod.
That's an ad now.
Nice.
Sometime soon I'm going to tell you about War of the Worlds.
Okay. I am very much looking forward to it.
Cool. All right.
All right. Have a good one.